Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, with your host, T-A-Z. And on the line, I have the lovely, D. Lovely. They cheering for you, D. Lovely. What's up?
I love it. I'm good. All is well on this end. How are you?
I'm doing good. LaTanya is in the chat room. I'll give another holler for the people in the city room. I have been good. I want to tell everybody this is going to be the last show because we are actually moving at the end of the month. And somebody's got their house, and we got to go, and we got a house, so
congratulations.
We'll be packing.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Don't forget to send pictures.
So I will. I'll send pictures after the show.
Okay, I can just point to my room.
It's actually downstairs. You ain't got to walk 100 steps to get up there.
Oh,
it's actually downstairs. And you won't be cold. Well, you might be cold because Darlene is going through.
We don't talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. Let me start off with the first item for bids. Basically, that's what it is. What's it means to be expelled? Expulsion, which requires 2/3 vote. Is the most severe form of punishment that the House can impose. The Constitution allows the House to expel a sitting member with 2/3 vote if they engage in disorderly behavior, which can range from criminal misconduct to violations of internal rules. James Traficken was expelled in, 2002. Michael Myers was expelled in October of 1980. Henry C. Burnett, 1861. John W. Reed, 1861. And John B. Clark, 1861, all under the Civil War, and they were Southerners, and they supported the war against the North. Now, this year, a couple of days ago, George Santos was found on 13 counts, including charges of wire fraud and money laundering. 10 additional counts included credit card fraud, aggravated identity theft. He has pleaded not guilty to all the charges, but yet he was booted out with a trench coat on the House floor. Your opinion on this travesty, which really is.
First of all, it's not a travesty, as you clearly know it's not. But I love this for him. I love it for him because the folks that were backing him are the exact same kind of crook he is. So I'm hoping that at some point when he has to go before when he goes to trial, that he starts naming names, because otherwise he's going to prison. And I would love that for him and any of his constituents that upset that Mike Johnson has stood up there and said, you know, as Christians we need to turn the other cheek. But you also say, you know, I hate these people and I hate these people. What kind of Christian are you? So all of them, including George Santos, who said, you know, I don't believe the gays don't deserve this, and we find out you're part of the community. I'm not sure how this works, but I hope each and every one of them get sent home sooner or later.
Also on the line, we have E. Hey, E, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. D. Lovely is on the phone, too.
Hey, sis, how you feeling?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks for checking on me. I do appreciate it.
Oh, always, sis, always.
Your opinion on George Santos being booted out of the house?
Yeah, he was tooted and booted. I love it.
I heard that a long time.
I especially love the footage of them taking down everything, you know, taking down his nameplate and office. And
wow. I didn't see that. I did not see that.
Yeah.
I only seen when he was in the hallway and somebody saying, you know you're not supposed to be in here. But I guess it was just after they booted him out.
They took his name off the wall and off his door, and it was hilarious.
Do you think he's going to be convicted?
Listen, anything's possible. If Teflon Don is still out here in these streets running for president, I don't know. However, there is hope.
He shouldn't be in the streets. The next thing I got is there was a debate. I need to get D. Lovely's opinion because it was between her governor and the governor of California. It was held by Fox. Hannity was the moderator, and it's between Newsom and DeSantis. They were going back and forth, really. And to be honest with you, I did not see the debate. The highlights I heard, they were kind of a tie, but then again, your boy was looking crazy from Florida, DeSantis. D. Lovely, how did you feel about this debate? Or do you think it was productive in helping DeSantis, his run for president?
Oh, he got roasted. And that's just what I like to see. I like to see all my high-heeled governors. Any governor wearing high-heeled shoes deserves to be roasted. And he got his. And I love it for him. And I hope that...
Why do you say he wears high heels, though? Did I miss something?
I've seen him standing, and I know that he's now all of a lot taller than he was when the first time I saw him standing up. So
he does have risers in his shoes.
He does. He's about 3 to 4 inches taller than he used to be. So his stilettos look just like mine are on the outside and his are on the inside.
E, your opinion on this debate they had?
Yep, he was roasted like a Thanksgiving turkey. I loved it. And he did look crazy. He looked real crazy.
Yeah, he was looking. I seen the looks, but I did not hear it. I just seen
dazed
the highlights.
Dazed and confused behavior like a nerve agent casualty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was kind of bad. The next one I got is Hunter Biden testifying could be embarrassing for the House GOP. Republicans had demanded that Hunter Biden appear on December 13th for closed-door deposition to discuss his past business dealings and whether his father ever improperly used his influence while in office to boost those endeavors. But rather than fight the subpoena, Hunter Biden appeared eager, maybe too eager, to appear before the GOP-led panel. In a letter from his lawyer on Tuesday, Biden not only agreed to testify, but do so in an open committee session. And in his response, Oversight Committee Chair Rep. James Conner made clear how caught off guard he was and how unprepared he is to back up his tough talk, I'm saying it with quotes, in the public's eye and in front of the public. Do you think they're going to let Hunter Biden talk on the camera, on TV, in front of a whole lot of folks being able to see it?
This is a clear case of be careful what you ask for, okay? Be careful what you ask for and what is you going to do when you get it. See, that is what they weren't counting on. They weren't counting on that at all. And the moment that Hunter said, oh, not only am I talking, bring all the cameras in. I'm about to give you all the smoke. Now they're like rut-row. And it's going to be some backpedaling. Oh, now you don't want the cameras in the press. Who is scared? It's not Hunter Biden. Oh, I'm going to tell you, but you ain't going to like it.
What are they like? Rut-row? What did you say?
Rut-row.
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 Mm-hmm.
Rut-row. Like Scoot, they
Scooby
be doing
your
it.
Opinion.
My sister over there chuckling with me.
Mm-hmm. Listen, this is not wrong, but this is what they asked. And the funny thing is when he said, you know, I'm more than happy to testify, let's just make sure the cameras are there so you cannot go behind it later and say, he said, if we're going to start telling lies, let's tell them out in front so we can see who's telling them. Because asking him questions and he can answer them, that's when their whole little plot's going to fall apart. But, yeah, you ask for it. He's delivering. So you don't want this. Don't call in for it. It's coming.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers for.
Mm-hmm. But I look
this
forward.
Is quite the plot twist. Quite the plot twist indeed.
Next one. What did Israel know about Hamas? October 7th attack. Hamas surprise attack on October 7th left Israel flat-footed, sparking a backlash that is still rippling through the country. A report from New York Times claims Israel obtained Hamas's plan for the attack more than a year in advance. They say the report that was coded Jericho Wall detailed an assault that would overwhelm fortifications around the Gaza Strip, take over Israel's cities, and target key military bases. It was followed with a precision by Hamas on October 7th, the Times said. So the government of Israel knew or seen the plans that was written over a year ago, thinking that Hamas was incapable of carrying them out.
Did they not say the same thing about the United States knowing about that impending attack on 9/11? They said the exact same thing, that we got the G2, we got the intel, we sat on it, we did nothing with it, we didn't think that was going to happen, nobody can penetrate our airspace, It had come out that we had the foresight that this was going to happen, yet we did nothing to stop it because we, for whatever reason, underestimated their abilities over there. I don't know why, because we bring them over here to train, but that's a whole nother conversation, or what. But this is the same song and dance that they said about America. I think it's a classic case of deflection, you know, and trying to shift the atmosphere and shift what's really going on.
D-Lovely?
Wow, nothing left to say. Sis told it all. She put the story out.
I'm going to, I think it was more or less talk and chatter on the internet over here, right? E. It wasn't no papers they found per se. They heard it on the internet, and they see. I don't think they had physical papers that they had where Saleh or whoever, Hussein, was it, who was it?
I think they did. It was actually not Saddam, but the old skinny guy.
The dude that was hiding in the mountain.
In the bunker.
Yes. Yeah.
What is his name?
I forget his name.
Not Gaddafi. Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They air quotes, have said that they have seen, that the powers that be have seen, had seen documentation about this alleged air quote impending attack. And so I don't know, whatever the Joint Chiefs of Staff did, I don't know if they just poo-pooed it away or let's just wait and see, let's just watch what happened. But, yes, and so it's the exact, for me, I feel like it's the exact same thing, you know, and they were just trying to shift what happened or shift the blame.
Right. Do you think the government, and I can't even say his name, the president of Israel, not
Nahum. Are you talking about
Netanyahu?
No, not Yahoo.
Yahoo. Whatever. Do you
Yahoo,
think he's going to go down for this?
Nah.
Do you think he's going to go down for this?
I think it's a whole lot more egregious things that's going on. First of all, this is a holy war that's been going on since before Christ walked the earth. And so of all the things they can get Netanyahu on, I think that this would be a ruse, if you will, to hide behind what's really going on. I don't think they're going to Oliver North Netanyahu, though. I don't think they will.
Well, Netanyahu is the one who said he could keep Israel safe, and apparently he couldn't keep Israel safe. So, yeah.
Neither could Bush keep America safe, apparently.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It's like we're living parallel lives, and nobody Oliver North him or them, you know. So,
yeah, I agree. It's a touchy situation. My last thing is, it comes in threes, as everybody has told me. Rosalynn Carter, the former First Lady, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, and former Justice
Sandra Day O'Connor.
They all passed away this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any words on that? D-Lovely.
I mean, not that I'm not saying anything bad, but they were all very old and led and had wonderful lives. They didn't leave anything to worry about. So
no stone unturned.
No stone unturned, and all of them seem to have gotten what they asked for in life and enjoyed it to the fullest. Welcome to heaven. That's all I can say. That's where they went.
Yeah, they all were in their 90s, I think, right?
Touche, yeah.
Even Kissinger was 100. But the other two were in their 90s. That's all I got, y'all. I I missed y'all. And again, I don't know if E heard it, but this will be the last one because we're moving at the end of the month.
Finally, huh?
So, yeah, got a date. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so this will be the last one. And D, lovely. Are you feeling all right? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling so good. I'm eating a piece of sweet potato pie. I feel like I earned it.
You better come on. Come on, sweet potato pie.
I've been praying for you.
Thank you, baby.
So have
I.
Yes. Every morning, 6:30 on the prayer line, I'm lifting you up.
I can feel it. I appreciate it. God knows that I needed it, and
I'm stalking you. You know I'll send you a text in a minute.
I know you will,
it. Listen, I just want you to know you're never far from my thoughts, sweetie.
Thank you, love. I appreciate it more than you know.
Well, nice talking to you, ladies, again.
Jimmy Carter should be next because, you know, he ain't going to last long without Rosalyn.
Not without her.
He's not going to last long.
He's been in hospice for almost a year, so.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't look good when they, you know, when they took him to the fune either.
I didn't watch it.
Will? I did.
Yeah, he didn't
I
look.
Did
he didn't look.
It.
He looked like if they'd have let him go, he'd have slipped on that banana peel and ended up in there with her. So
that would have been his happy place. Would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh well.
Well,
you guys
again,
have a safe and wonderful holiday. Keep me in your thoughts and prayers as I had to remove two students from their home. Last week, it was a really horrible week. If I would have smoked and or drank, I would have probably, I'd have set everything off. But this is a case I've been working on since July. Just, you know, pray for my students that I had to displace and pray for me that I stopped beating myself up, you know.
You did the right
thing.
No matter what.
Yeah.
You did the right thing. I know, but...
Yeah, I know. It's a human thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I hate holidays anyway. Just keep me in your thoughts. Keep my family in your thoughts.
We will. Thank you again, ladies, for calling in. Love y'all. I will talk to y'all next year, man. Sound like it's a long time away, but it'll be next year when we do this again. Once I get set up at the other spot. Love you,
you can
D
set up
lovely.
A Zoom,
love you, E.
A Zoom call. I should be having a Zoom call. We should set up a Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Well, it's going to take you to set it up because you know TAZ don't do that. I do audio. I don't do video.
Negro,
I don't know.
All you gotta
I
know. Do.
Click on, but yeah, I need you to set it up. E,
you are irritating my entire soul.
How could I irritate your soul when I didn't? All I said is you got to set it up because you know you're the busy one. Think about it. Me and D Lovely retired.
That is
true,
though.
The last day of school
is the 19th.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the one who's busy. I can't. Okay. I'm giving you a
I'm
hug long distance.
I'm saying it in another language. O, M, F, and K, Negro.
Right.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Y'all take care. Be safe during the holidays. Love y'all both.
Love you, fam. Peace and love.
Bye, guys.